From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Seth Bodine. Missouri Department of Elementary and Secondary Education released its annual report cards on school districts today. It also published the long-awaited standardized test scores. Ryan Delaney reports.
State education officials rolled out a new test for the fourth time in 5 years, they say is more rigorous and better aligned with learning standards. Fewer than half of the students in the state passed the English or math exams. Those tests are the biggest part of how the state measures school performance. The vast majority, 97% of districts and charter schools, scored in the fully accredited range, despite those low test scores. Measures such as graduation rates and attendance are also factored in. Assistant Education Commissioner Chris Neal says if so many schools are scoring high on the annual performance reports, they should start looking for other areas to improve.
I hope this is not the entire scope of what a school bases its goals and its direction of improvement on.
The state is working on a major update to its accountability system, but has pledged more stability in its testing program. I'm Ryan Delaney.
Experts say the bitter cold of the Midwest might swing into warmer temperatures by earlier next week. Forecasters say temperatures could climb by as much as 80 degrees in parts of the region, but experts say the unprecedented weather swing could cause problems, bursting pipes, flooding rivers, and crumbling roads. A judge has ruled that a Missouri agency violated open record laws when it refused to release the results of lab tests related to the 2017 protests in downtown St. Louis. The St. Louis Post-Dispatch reports that Circuit Judge Patricia Joyce found on Friday that the Missouri Department of Health and Senior Services must release lab tests of a liquid police say was thrown at them. The protests were sparked by the acquittal of former police officer Jason Stockley in the fatal shooting of Anthony Lamar Smith. I'm Seth Bodine, KBIA News, Columbia.